Welcome, everyone. My name is Dan Jarms.
And I'm Seth Weber.
This is the weekend preview. This week, we're going to talk about our Back to Basics series. We're in a sermon this week on evangelism out of Colossians 4, 5, and 6. And I also want to give you an update on how we're handling the latest spike in COVID as a church. So hopefully this will be a help to you. Before we dive into that, Seth, you've got a key announcement for us.
Yeah, so we've got a few winter classes that we're offering this year, and one of those is starting in just a couple weeks. It's the marriage class called Gospel-Centered Marriage, and that's going to be led by Chris and Kiersey Connolly, along with a few others, and it's going to be a great class, but you'll need to get signed up very soon for that because it's just basically a week away. So check it out at fbchurch.org/marriage and get registered for that.
Great. So this last week, we had the thrill of launching Trinity Church. And as a church that is about the Great Commission, we've been committed to missions and church planting for a long time. And this is an outworking of our evangelism / church planting strategy. So I've been thinking of different analogies to think about it. So if you remember being in college or having roommates, let's say you had a four-bedroom apartment and one of the roommates moved out and there was a bedroom clear. Well, you probably want to get another roommate to help pay the bills.
That's pure logic right there. You can't argue with that.
But in reality, there's also, when that roommate moved out, you're not going to see them as much. You have a little more relationship space in the house. That's true right now. So a bunch of people have gone out, you might have a little more relationship space. And so we want to focus that in serving the Lord, that relationship space and that time. And I think of two ways that we go about this business of making discipleship that's really, really important right at the moment. One of those ways is children's ministry, since several people went out to Trinity Church who are key in that. And children's ministry is not just a place for moms to put their kids so that they can pay attention in service. Although that can be a blessing.
It's a good benefit.
Lots of moms appreciate that.
Yes.
And lots of dads appreciate that. But it really is adding another layer of disciple making to the church. It's a great place for evangelism. It's a great place to invest in generations. My kids have all been profoundly impacted because men and women served them from their childhood to their high school and college years.
Yeah.
And they're doing the same in their churches.
Yeah.
So you can set a pattern for kids for the rest of their life. Now, what do I do about that? Contact Jenny Wash, contact Joe Swanson, who's our interim children's pastor, and they can help get you connected that way.
Yeah, so if you're interested, you can email Jenny at jwash@fbchurch.org.
The other way is directly tied to our Back to Basics topic of evangelism this week. You'll be studying it all in your growth groups. But with a little more relational space, we would say you want to do some of that by building up people in the church, and you want to be intentional about reaching lost people. And Colossians 4, 5, and 6 is about living with outsiders. So that's just Paul's way of talking about unbelievers. So walk in wisdom toward outsiders. The Apostle Paul is assuming that we're all listening to Jesus' command to make disciples out of Matthew 28, 19 and 20. So evangelize, build them up. So then while we're doing that, he is calling us in a certain way to live. And the thing I want to say about Colossians 4, 5, and 6 is that it is a relational model for evangelism. And the reason why I say that is the last word makes this interesting statement, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. So walk in wisdom toward outsiders so that you may know how to answer. Why answer?
I mean, yeah, I was studying that this week and I was like, wait, answer? What, are they asking you a question? What is that about?
And Paul is assuming they will. And here's why that's the case. As you go through your rhythm of life, whether it's a family member or a coworker or somebody that you're sharing some activity with, you love Jesus, you're going to talk about Jesus. If you love Jesus and you're going to talk about what you're learning at church, or you're going to be talking about the benefits of growth in Christ in your marriage or your life, you're going to have a different moral outlook from a lot of unbelievers. So that would, both your direct conversations about Christ and your example may provoke questions.
Yeah.
Sometimes not positive.
Sure.
Like critical, like they're upset and they're critical questions. Sometimes they are curious questions or how does that work questions. So he's assuming that's the case. And it's very similar to what you see in 1 Peter 3:15, that you may know how to make an answer for the hope that is within you. So as you go through life, the apostles assume we're talking about Jesus to our non-Christian family, friends, coworkers, and neighbors. They assume that we're doing that. And so this is a call for very relational ministry. Mm. What I find so encouraging about this is that we're really not trying to ramp up events to create interactions with unbelievers or a place to have unbelievers go hear a message. So crusades, events are fine. We've done some. God's bore fruit through those sorts of things. But throughout church history, most people get saved as they hear the gospel from a family member or a friend. Mm-hmm. Most people get saved that way. And I was just reading an evangelism book with statistics, and it's overwhelming that most people get saved at a personal, relational level.
Yeah.
So we're going to be ready for that this week, and I just be praying. One thing I would say, and I'll say it again on Sunday, just ask for people to pray for you, that you'd have open doors and be bold in them. So also, we want to talk about our COVID updates. And really practically, right off the bat, we just because of the spike in COVID, we decided we're going to limit some of our big gatherings. We want to kind of reduce back to the most essential things. Most essential things for Faith Bible Church are going to be the Sunday gathering and any version of a discipleship group. So a discipleship group is a growth group or a marriage class.
Or that would include like youth group and youth college group, at least for now, those are staying
for
open.
For now, those are staying like that. But our ongoing policy about mask wearing, we have a mask only section. It's room 165. It's the youth college room. So you can come first hour. Everybody there will be wearing masks. There's an added level of protection there. Mm-hmm. We have a mask only section in the auditorium. If you walk in, you look at the stage, look to the left back. That's where the mask only section is. Anybody can wear a mask anytime. And with a spike in cases that's going on, if half the people were wearing masks this week, we'd
be I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised. That's just fine to do. Mm-hmm. And to let you know, we want to serve you in any way we can. We're going to live stream still. That's continuing to go.
Yep.
Because of that, Seth, there's always a place to comment or check in on the Facebook one. Is that right?
On YouTube, yeah.
On YouTube.
Yep.
Yeah. And what I mean by that, since a bunch of people might actually be sick or have tested positive, and so they're sort of waiting their quarantine, let us know some way. Like, you might do that on the YouTube.
Yeah.
You might just email. Make sure you contact your group leader, but we want to care for you. And then I would say any of us who have not tested positive, who are not sick, do something to reach out, maybe drop something off, order a meal. You can do a lot of things. Show love and care to people. Don't let anybody be isolated with that. So offer any help that you can.
And then if you are showing any symptoms, obviously,
yes,
you want to stay home.
Yeah, yeah. We all know that it could just be a cold. But right now, I just assume a headache. It feels like, I must have AMI. I'm not trying to mock it, really, but you're like, wow, it's interesting. Last thing to say about that, let's just put it back to evangelism again. We have such a significant and permanent hope in Christ. Mm-hmm. Even if somebody gets Omicron, the latest version of COVID, and it's really serious, we have a real lasting hope. We have an eternal life to offer people. So many people are very fearful. And while it's wise to take certain precautions, we don't need to live in a dread fear for ourselves or for our loved ones who know Christ. We have Christ. And we want to offer that kind of steady, steadfast hope to anybody who is fearful. So use it as a launching point to say, yeah, I don't like this either. I know that some people are at risk, but we are all going to die, and we are all going to stand before God. Do you know there's a more important thing that we need to hold on to, and there's a better hope for this life and the next? So don't hesitate on offering a better hope than a month from now cases will be down.
Yeah.
Offer a better hope than that. We have that. And that's a way we give an answer for our faith, because we have a better hope.